Now some more news items. There are a variety of celebrations coming up, with the annual beer festival starting its week at St Andrew's Hall, a big firework display planned for Friday, November the 4th, in the city centre, and the announcement of details of the Evening News' annual Christmas Carol concert at St Peter Mancroft Church. Nearly 1,000 years after the first recorded beer was brewed by German monks in monasteries, more than 200 types of the drink are available at an old place of worship in Norwich. Once the home of Dominican Blackfriars, St Andrew's Hall is now filled with beer enthusiasts eagerly lapping up the choices on offer at the 39th Norwich Beer Festival. St Andrew's Hall is a fitting setting, says festival organiser Rob Durbridge of the Norfolk and Norwich Camera Branch. We think that we're the only beer festival in the country that is held in a monastery. The festival, which has become a regular feature in the city's calendar, and so far the turnout has been as expected. We've had around 5,000 people through the door so far, Mr Durbridge says. We estimate over the course of the festival, which runs until Saturday night, up to 60,000 pints of beer will be drunk. The festival, which is run thanks to the help of 420 volunteers, is held across St Andrew's and Blackfriars Halls. Beer lovers can sample brews made just a few feet away in St Andrew's Brew House, or drinks made 9,000 miles away in Australia. Traditional pub foods such as sausage, chilli and chips are available, as are pub games including Shut the Box, Skittles and Tombola.
With Bonfire Night just around the corner, Norwich is getting ready for the next big event. The Big Boom is set to make an explosive return to the city centre on Friday, November the 4th, with a phenomenal firework display lighting up the skies above Norwich Castle from 7:30 p.m. Now in its fourth year, the free event promises to be an even bigger sparkling spectacular. Last year, more than 10,000 spectators gathered outside City Hall for the show. More than 2,500 people liked the Big Boom event on the City Council's Facebook page within just 24 hours of the site going live, suggesting this year's event will be more popular than ever. The company managing the fireworks on behalf of the City Council is Payne's Fireworks, which is renowned for its professional displays and is steeped in history dating back to Guy Fawkes himself. Alan Waters, leader of the Norwich City Council, said, "This year's Big Boom promises to be bigger than ever, and I look forward to seeing the city's streets packed with people for this fantastic free event."
With the Christmas season soon to be upon us, the Evening News is announcing details of one of our annual festive highlights. Evening News Carols for Christmas, A Night Full of Song and the Spirit of Christmas, will this year take place at St Peter Mancroft Church in Norwich on Tuesday, December the 13th, and tickets for the event will go on sale soon. The beautiful historic church will be filled with candles for the occasion, and the programme will feature traditional carols and readings. As in previous years, the service will be raising funds for the Mancroft Advice Project, a charity which offers support and advice to young people to help them find their way in the world. Evening News editor David Powles said, "Every year scores of people have a wonderful evening at our carol concert, and it's always a sign that the festive period is well underway. It is one of the highlights of Christmas calendar and raises lots of money for a vitally important charity. I hope anyone who's able to attend gets fully behind it."
Decorated trees, crackers, cards, and even the big fat turkey on the middle of the table. Many of our favourite Christmas traditions caught on in the reign of Queen Victoria. Visitors to Open in Norwich will have the chance to step back into a Dickensian realm of top hats, crinolines, street urchins and pea supers at a Victorian-themed Christmas market. The two-day market, to take place at the weekend of December the 17th and 18th, took place for the first time last year and attracted more than 5,000 people. Rachel Hawley, who organises the event with Debbie Leeming, said she hoped the market would be even bigger and better this time around. Ms. Hawley said, "Last year it was really successful, and we're hoping to keep that going in 2016. We saw a really good mix of costumes. Some people like to keep it a bit low-key, but others go all out. We were really pleased to see some of the guests come along in costume as well. We've also got a good variety of stalls, so hopefully there'll be something for everyone. Musical acts to perform will include Sing Happy Children's Choir, female vocal group A Cappella, Jill Brown, and the RAF Marham Military Wives Choir.
The search is on to find some local professional actors to star in The Garage's festive show for young children. The Norwich Performance Venue has joined forces with All In Productions to create My First Panto, Cinderella, an interactive show based on the classic fairy tale, which is aimed at families with young children. The show will aim to put audience members at the centre of the action and ask them to help Cinderella through her adventure by doing everything from helping Cinders to clean up the messy house to helping with magic spells and dancing at the prince's ball. Now the production is looking for actors to lead the festive fun. Daniel Burgess, director of the production, said, "We're looking for three extremely talented and versatile actors who can perform many different roles. They all need to have larger-than-life personalities that our audiences will be able to engage with, and an experience of storytelling, children's theatre and or actor-musician productions would be an advantage."
Now for our first feature. Derek James edits a section of the evening news called Norwich Through the Decades. This week it carried a feature about comedy favourites Mike and Bernie Winters, who ran a stall on Norwich Market before they hit the showbiz big time. It is read by Francis Pierce.